Listening Library presents Muchacho by Luann Johnson. Read for you by Ozzy Rodriguez. Chapter 1. Beecher at the Library. I seen Miss Beecher today at the library, checking out an old lady's book. She had her head tipped down so I couldn't see her face real good, but I knew it was Beecher on account of her hair is the exact same color as a car I stole once. Bronze metallic. Beecher doesn't look like a regular librarian, but at least she didn't look like she was falling off a cliff the way she did most of the time back when she was trying to be a teacher. I didn't go all the way inside the library, just stood in the doorway waiting for Letty and Juanito to finish listening to the story lady. But Juanito saw me and he yelled, "Eddie!" I quick looked at Beecher to see if she heard Juanito holler my name, because if Beecher looked at me, then I would nod, maybe say, "Hey, how's it going?" But she was busy helping another old lady find her library card, so I ducked out. First time I saw Beecher, I thought, oh great, another one of those Peace Corps people with their organic shoes and their tofu sandwiches and their posters showing how important it is to save the whales and the rainforests and the baby seals and me and all the other semi-literate, at-risk, underprivileged, economically deprived youth at the alt school who don't really give a shit about getting an education, because what difference would it make if we did? We'd still be us. We'd still be freaks and losers, except we'd be freaks and losers with educations, so we'd understand exactly what we couldn't have. The day Beecher showed up at our English class, Edgar Martinez asked how long had she been a teacher.